We continue now with the devotion of the Holy Rosary by Michael Mueller, CSSR, and the chapter on the manner of saying the Rosary. We continue now with the five glorious mysteries to be said on the ordinary Sundays and the Wednesdays and Saturdays throughout the year, and daily from Easter Sunday until Trinity Sunday. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection. Meditation. Let us contemplate in this mystery how our Lord Jesus Christ, triumphing gloriously over death, rose again the third day, immortal and impassible. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the glory be. The second glorious mystery, the ascension. Meditation. Let us contemplate in this mystery how our Lord Jesus Christ, 40 days after his resurrection, ascended into heaven, attended by angels, in sight of his most holy mother and his apostles and disciples, to the great admiration of them all. One Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and one glory be. The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Ghost. Meditation. Let us contemplate in this mystery how our Lord Jesus Christ, being seated on the right hand of God, sent, as he promised, the Holy Ghost upon his apostles, who after he was ascended, returning to Jerusalem, continued in prayer and supplication with the Blessed Virgin Mary, expecting the performance of his promise. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and one glory be. The fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Meditation. Let us contemplate in this mystery how the glorious Virgin Mary, 12 years after the resurrection of her Son, passed out of this world unto him, and was by him assumed into heaven, accompanied by the holy angels. Say one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and one glory be. The fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of the Blessed Virgin. Meditation. Let us contemplate in this mystery how the glorious Virgin Mary was with great jubilee and exaltation of the whole court of heaven, and particular glory of all the saints, crowned by her Son with the brightest diadem of glory. One Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and one glory be. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile is ended, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O pious, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Now a method of saying the beads with the mysteries without a book. Begin as usual with the sign of the cross. Say the Creed, the Our Father, and three Hail Marys, and the glory be to the Father for an increase of faith, hope, and charity. Then go on with the recitation of the decades as follows. When you choose for your devotion the joyful mysteries, say the Hail Marys of the first decade in this manner. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whom thou didst conceive at the message of an angel. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the second decade, instead of the words, whom thou didst conceive, say, whom thou didst carry in thy womb on thy visit to Elizabeth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and so forth. In the third decade, after the word Jesus, say, who was born of thee at Bethlehem. In the fourth decade, whom thou didst present in the temple, in the fifth, whom thou didst find in the temple. Having thus recited the five decades, end with the following prayer. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the reward of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that while we meditate upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. When you select for your devotion the sorrowful mysteries, in the first decade, after the word Jesus in the Hail Mary, say, Who sweat blood for us in the garden. In the second decade, Who was scourged for us. In the third, Who was crowned with thorns for us. In the fourth, Who has carried his cross for us. In the fifth, Who was crucified for us. For the glorious mysteries, in the first decade, say, Who arose from the dead. In the second, Who ascended into heaven. In the third, Who sent the Holy Ghost. In the fourth, Who took thee up into heaven. And in the fifth, Who crowned thee Queen of Heaven. Indulgences attached to the Rosary of the Blessed Virgin. In order to animate all the faithful often to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin by the devotion of the Rosary, Pope Benedict XIII granted, by his brief Sanctissimus of April 13, 1726, to all who say with contrition the whole Rosary of 15 decades, or a third part of it of 5 decades, the indulgence of 100 days for every Paternoster and every Ave Maria. The plenary indulgence to all who shall have said the third part of it once every day for a year, on any one day in the year, after confession and communion. The present Sovereign Pontiff, Pius IX, by a decree of the Sacred Congregation of Indulgences of May 12, 1851, confirmed these indulgences and granted, besides, the indulgence of 7 years and 7 quarantines to everyone who with contrition shall say a third part of the Rosary in company with others, either in public or in private. The plenary indulgence on the last Sunday in every month to all who are in the habit of saying with others at least 3 times a week the said third part of the Rosary, provided that on that Sunday they shall, after confession and communion, visit a church or public oratory and pray there for a time according to the mind of His Holiness. To gain these indulgences, it is requisite that the Rosary should be blessed by a priest having power to attach indulgences to them, and that whilst the prayers are being said, meditation be made on the mysteries of the birth, passion, death, resurrection, and so forth, of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the decree of the Sacred Congregation of Indulgences of August 12, 1726, approved by the above-named Pope Benedict XIII. Note, however, that he declared in his Constitution of May 26, 1727, that simple people who could not meditate might obtain the indulgence by merely saying the Rosary devoutly. Observe also that all persons enrolled in the confraternity of the Rosary, wherever it has been erected, gain many more indulgences when they say the Rosary or do any other pious work. Now chapter 23, The Living Rosary. About the year 1825, the devotion of the Rosary was greatly neglected in many parts of Catholic countries in Europe. To revive it again, 2 pious priests established at Lyon in France the so-called devotion of the Living Rosary. In this devotion, 15 persons unite to say the whole Rosary every day, each saying the decade allotted to him. The devotion is called living because if a member dies, another is chosen to take his place, and the devotion is thus constantly kept up by the circle of those 15 persons. A number of circles united under a clergyman as director form a sodality. A few years after the devotion had been established, it attracted the attention of Cardinal Lamborghini, who was then nuncio of the Holy See in France. On his way through Lyon, the cardinal had an opportunity of making himself acquainted with the forms and the rules of the devotion, and was delighted to witness the abundant fruits of virtue which it had already produced. Having returned to Rome, he gave an account of it to His Holiness Pope Gregory the 16th, who was graciously pleased to give it to his solemn sanction and approbation in his brief of January 27th and February 2nd of 1832, and to issue, in confirmation of it, a brief containing the following indulgences. They who belong to a society of a living rosary and recite the part of the rosary assigned to them may gain a plenary indulgence on the first festival after their admission, on the third Sunday in each month, on the solemn feast of Christmas, the Epiphany, the Circumcision, Easter, the Ascension, Corpus Christi, Pentecost, and Trinity Sunday. Also upon all the festivals of the Blessed Virgin, provided on those days they approach devoutly the sacraments of penance and Holy Eucharist, and offer up some prayers in a church. These indulgences may be gained by those who are lawfully prevented from going to church, provided they perform some other work of piety substituted by their confessor. An indulgence of 100 days every time they recite their part of the rosary during the week, and an indulgence of 7 years and 7 times 40 days every time they recite it on Sundays and festivals. The plenary indulgences are applicable to the souls in purgatory. The indulgences attached to the recital of the rosary are also attached to the living rosary. The rules for the establishment and direction of the living rosary. 15 persons unite and divide amongst them the 15 mysteries of the rosary. Thus, by reciting each a decade, or 1 pater and 10 aves with a Gloria Patri every day, the daily recitation of the entire rosary is constantly kept up by the circle. A number of circles united under a clergyman as director constitutes a sodality. The following observances have been drawn up for the direction of such sodalities. A clergyman proposing to establish a sodality should explain the devotion to his flock and procure a few pious persons to give their assistance in forming the circles and remain afterwards the representatives of them. Each representative is then to find 2 other associates, and the 3 thus associate obtain each 4 additional members, thus completing the circle of 15. The representatives take a list of the members of their respective circles, which they hand in to the secretary of the sodality in order to be entered into a registry kept for that purpose. The secretary should be careful to keep the circles distinct in the register and to note down the representatives of each. For the correct keeping of the register, the representative should give notice to the secretary of any changes or substitution of names that may occur in their circles. A number of circles being thus formed, there is a mystery of the rosary, together with the corresponding virtue, allotted to each member on the first Sunday of each month. Each member receives 1 of the mysteries, which is drawn for each member by the representatives. The members, having received their tickets, take a few moments every day during the month to reflect on the mysteries assigned them respectively. Then they recite 1 decade of the rosary in honor of these mysteries, and to obtain of God, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin, the grace of the corresponding virtues. The reflections on the mysteries may be greatly facilitated, particularly in the case of persons not accustomed to meditation, by reading the reflections, or if a person cannot read, by looking at the engraving of the mystery. The members conclude this daily devotion by invoking their patrons and imploring their intercession. The persons to whom the first joyful mystery is allotted recite, moreover, the Creed, the Our Father, and 3 Hail Marys before their decade. The adorable sacrifice of the Mass is offered for the spiritual and temporal welfare of the members and for the extension of the sodality on the 3rd Sunday of every month, the day of the monthly plenary indulgence. The representatives, on delivery of the tickets, receive the monthly donations of the members and hand in the amount to the secretary on the second Sunday of each month. The donations are applied to defray the necessary expenses of the sodality. Chapter 24, The Little Rosary of the Immaculate Conception. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I thank thee, Eternal Father, because thou hast by thy omnipotence preserved the Most Holy Virgin Mary, thy daughter, from original sin. Say one Our Father and four Hail Marys, adding after each Hail Mary, Blessed be the holy, most pure, and immaculate conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I thank thee, Eternal Son, because thou hast by thy wisdom preserved the Most Holy Virgin Mary, thy mother, from original sin. Say another Our Father and four Hail Marys. I thank thee, Eternal Holy Ghost, because thou hast by thy love preserved the Most Holy Virgin Mary, thy spouse, from original sin. Say an Our Father and four Hail Marys. Finish by reciting once, Glory be to the Father, in honor of the purity of Saint Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. An indulgence of 100 days for reciting the above little rosary with a contrite heart. A plenary indulgence once a month on the ordinary conditions for reciting it every day for a month. An indulgence of 100 days as often as the versicle, Blessed be the holy, most pure, and immaculate conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is recited with a contrite heart. An indulgence of 100 days for devoutly kissing the medal of the Immaculate Conception and saying, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Chapter 25, The Chaplet of the Seven Dolors. It was about the year 1233 that 7 holy men of noble birth, by name Bonfiglio, Manaldio, Bonagianta, Manetto, Amadeo, Aguccio, and Alessio Falconieri, withdrew from the city of Florence into the solitude of Mount Sonario, afterwards receiving from the church the appellation of the 7 Blessed Founders. For it was in that solitude that, passing their days in the constant exercise of prayer, penitence, and other virtues, they, by a special revelation from the Blessed Virgin, instituted the order called Servants of Mary, taking for the object of their institution meditation on the bitter pain she suffered in the life, passion, and death of her Son Jesus, and undertaking to promulgate this devotion amongst Christian people. One of the devout practices which they made use of for their purpose was a chaplet or rosary of 7 divisions in remembrance of the 7 principal dolors of the Blessed Virgin, which were to form the subject of the reciter's meditation according to his ability. The prayers to be said during such meditation being 1 Paternoster and 7 Ave Marias for each division, with 3 more Ave Marias at the end of all, in honor of the tears shed by the same Most Holy Virgin in her dolors. This devout prayer, so acceptable to our Most Holy Sorrowful Mother, and so useful to Christian souls, was propagated throughout the Christian world by these servants of Mary, and it afterwards received much encouragement from Pope Benedict XIII, who, in order to induce more of the faithful to adopt it, granted by his brief Redemptoris of September 26, 1724, the indulgence of 200 days for every Paternoster and the same for every Ave Maria, to everyone who, having confessed and communicated, or at least made a firm resolution to confess, should say this chaplet in the churches of the Order of the Servants of Mary. The same indulgence of 200 days may be gained by saying it everywhere on Fridays, and the indulgence of 100 days on any other day, and lastly, the same Pope added the indulgence of 7 years and 7 quarantines to anyone who says this chaplet either alone or in company with others. Afterwards, Pope Clement XII, that the faithful might often recollect and sympathize with the dolors of Mary, confirmed by his bull Avuna Gentium, December 12, 1734, the before-named indulgences adding also the following: a plenary indulgence and remission of all sins to everyone who shall say this chaplet daily for a month together, and shall then, after having confessed and communicated, pray for Holy Church. The indulgence of 100 years every time it is said to all who say this chaplet, being truly penitent and having confessed, or having at least a firm resolution to confess. The indulgence of 150 years every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and feast of obligation of the Holy Church, after having confessed and communicated. The plenary indulgence to all who say it 4 times a week, on any one day in the year when, after having confessed and communicated, they shall say the said chaplet of $7. The indulgence of 200 years also to those who shall say it devoutly after their confession. The indulgence of 10 years to those who keep one of these chaplets about them and are in the habit of saying it frequently, every time that, after having confessed and communicated, they shall hear Mass, be present at a sermon, accompany the Blessed Sacrament to the sick, make peace between enemies, bring sinners to confession, and so forth, or whenever, saying at the same time 7 Paternosters and 7 Ave Marias, they shall do any spiritual or temporal good work in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin, or their patron saint. All these indulgences were confirmed by decrees of the Sacred Congregation of Indulgences, issued at the command of Pope Benedict XIV on January 16, 1747, and Clement XIII, March 15, 1763. It is, however, requisite, in order to gain these indulgences, that these chaplets should be blessed by the superiors of the Order of the Servants of Mary, or by other priests of the order deputed by them. And when blessed, they cannot be sold or lent for the purpose of communicating these indulgences to others, in which case they would be deprived of their blessing. The way of saying the chaplet, an act of contrition. Savior, my soul and only love, see me before thy divine presence, standing all confusion by reason of the many grievous injuries I have done thee. With my whole heart I ask thy pardon for them, repenting of them out of thy pure love, and at the thought of thy great goodness, hating and loathing them above every other evil of this life. I would that I had died 1,000 times ere ever I had offended thee, but now most firmly am I resolved rather to lose my life by every death than offend thee again. My Jesus crucified, I firmly propose to cleanse my soul forthwith by thy most precious blood in the sacrament of penance. And thou, most tender Virgin, Mother of mercy and refuge of the sinner, do thou by thy bitter pains obtain for me the pardon of sins, whilst I, praying according to the mind of so many holy pontiffs for the indulgences granted to this holy rosary of thine, hope thereby to obtain remission of all pains due to my many sins. With this trust laid up within my heart, I begin my meditation on the first sorrow, when Mary, Virgin Mother of my God, presented Jesus, her only Son, in the temple, laid him in the arms of holy, aged Simeon, and heard his word of prophecy, "This thy Son shall be a sword of pain to pierce thine own heart," foretelling thereby the passion and death of her Son Jesus. Say 1 Paternoster and 7 Ave Marias. The second sorrow of the Blessed Virgin was when she had to fly into Egypt by reason of the persecution of cruel Herod, who impiously sought to slay her well-beloved son. Say a Paternoster and 7 Ave Marias. The third sorrow of the Blessed Virgin was when, after having gone up to Jerusalem at the Paschal feast with Joseph, her spouse, and Jesus, her beloved son, she lost him on her return to her poor house, and for 3 days bewailed the loss of her sole beloved one. Say 1 Paternoster and 7 Ave Marias. The fourth sorrow of the Blessed Virgin was when she met her most loving Son Jesus, carrying on his tender shoulders the heavy cross whereon he was to be crucified for our salvation. Say one Pater Noster and seven Ave Marias. The fifth sorrow of the Blessed Virgin was when she saw her Son Jesus raised upon the cross's tree, and all his sacred body pour forth blood, and then, after 3 long hours' agony, beheld him die. One Pater Noster and 7 Ave Marias. The sixth sorrow of the Blessed Virgin was when she saw the lance cleave the sacred breast of Jesus, her beloved Son, and then received his holy body laid in her purest bosom. One Pater Noster and 7 Ave Marias. The seventh and last sorrow of the Blessed Virgin, Queen and Advocate of us, her servants, miserable sinners, was when she saw the holy body of her Son buried in the grave. One Pater Noster and 7 Ave Marias. Then say 3 Ave Marias in veneration of the tears which Mary shed in her sorrows, to obtain thereby true sorrow for sins and the holy indulgences attached to this pious exercise. Pray for us, Virgin most powerful, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, that the most blessed Virgin Mary, thy mother, may intercede for us before the throne of thy mercy, now and at the hour of our death, through whose most holy soul, in the hour of thine own passion, the sword of sorrow passed. Through thee, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, forever and ever. Amen. Chapter 24, The Chaplet of the Precious Blood of Jesus. Pope Pius VII, in order to inflame the hearts of the faithful with devotion to the precious blood of Jesus Christ, granted by 2 rescripts, one of May 31, 1809, kept in the Acts of the Congregation of Rites, the other, October 18, 1815, in the Archivium of the Archfort Confraternity of the Precious Blood, erected at St. Nicholas in Carcieri in Rome. The indulgence of 7 years and 7 quarantines, once a day, to all who shall say with devotion the chaplet in honor of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The plenary indulgence, once a month, to all who, having said it every day for a month, shall confess and communicate and pray for the Holy Church. The 300 days indulgence, daily, to all who say the prayer, Most Precious Blood. This chaplet is made up of 7 mysteries, in which we meditate upon the 7 times on which Jesus Christ, for love of us, shed blood from his most innocent body. At each mystery, except the last, we are to say 5 Pater Nosters and 1 Gloria Patri, and at the last 3 Pater Nosters only and 1 Gloria Patri, in remembrance of the 33 years during which the precious blood of Jesus was enclosed in his veins before it was all poured out for our salvation. The chaplet ends with the devout prayer, Most Precious Blood, which we will come to later. The chaplet, Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. A glory be to the Father. The first mystery, the first time our loving Savior shed his precious blood for us was on the 8th day after his birth, when to accomplish the law of Moses, he was circumcised. While then we think on all that Jesus did to satisfy God's justice for our wanderings, let us excite ourselves to true sorrow for them and promise, with the help of his all-powerful grace, to be henceforth truly chaste in body and in soul. Say 5 Pater Nosters and 1 Gloria Patri. We beseech thee, therefore, help thy servants whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. The second mystery. Next, in the Garden of Olives, Jesus shed his blood for us in such streams that it bathed the earth around. This did Jesus at the vision he then had of the ingratitude of which men would meet his love. Oh, let us then repent sincerely for the past, considering how poorly we've met the countless benefits of our God, and henceforth resolving to make good use of his graces and holy inspirations. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri. The third mystery. Then in his cruel scourging, Jesus again shed his blood, when from his lacerated skin and wounded flesh on every side there flowed the precious streams, the while our gentle Lord kept offering to his eternal Father in payment of our impatience and our wantonness. How is it then we do not curb our wrath and our self-love? But henceforth we will indeed try our very best to bear our little trials, and despisers of ourselves take peacefully the injuries men do us. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri. The fourth mystery. Then, too, the sacred head of Jesus poured forth blood when it was crowned with thorns, all for our pride and evil thoughts. Oh, shall we never cease to nurture haughtiness, foster foul imaginations, and feed the wayward will within us? Henceforth, let there be ever before our eyes our utter nothingness, our misery, and our weakness, and with generous hearts let us combat bravely the temptations of our wicked foe. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri. The fifth mystery. But oh, it was on the mournful way to Calvary that, laden with the heavy wood of the cross, our loving Jesus poured forth his precious blood in torrents from his veins. Then were the very streets and ways of Jerusalem through which he passed bathed with it. And all this was done in satisfaction for the scandals and bad examples by which his own creatures had led others astray on the way to ruin. Ah, who can tell how many of us are of this unhappy number? Who is he that he can say how many he alone, by his own bad example, has thrust down to hell? And have we done nothing to remedy this evil? Alas, let us henceforth at least endeavor all we can to save souls by word and by example, making ourselves to all a pattern of good and holy life. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri. The sixth mystery. More and yet more blood there flowed from the Redeemer of mankind in this most barbarous crucifixion. Then were veins rent and arteries broken, and in torrents there welled from out of his hands and feet that saving balm of life eternal which cancelled all the crimes and enormities of a whole world. What man is he who still will choose to continue in his sin, renewing thus the cruel crucifixion of the Son of God? Bitterly, bitterly will we weep then for our bad deeds done, and at the feet of God's own minister detest them. Now will we mend our evil ways and henceforth begin a truly Christian life, with the thought ever in our hearts of all the blood which our eternal salvation cost the Savior of men. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri. The seventh mystery. Last of all, when he was dead, and the lance opened his sacred side and cleft his loving heart, Jesus still shed blood, and with the blood there came forth water, to show us how the blood was all poured out to the last drop for our salvation. O goodness infinitely great of our Redeemer, who will not love thee? What heart not melt away for very love of thee, who hast done all this for our redemption? The tongue wants words to praise thee. Wherefore we invite all creatures upon earth, all angels and all saints in paradise, and most of all, our dearest Mother Mary, to bless, to praise, and to hymn thy most precious blood. Glory to the blood of Jesus, glory to the blood of Jesus, now and ever, throughout all ages. Amen. At this last mystery, 3 Paternosters and 1 Gloria Patri are to be said, to make up the number of 33. And then say the following prayer. Most precious blood of life eternal, price and ransom of the world, the soul's drink and the soul's bath, ever pleading man's cause before the throne of heavenly mercy, from the depths of my soul I adore thee. Fain would I, were I able, make thee some compensation for the outrages and wrongs thou dost ever suffer from thy creature man, and most from those who are in their rashness dare to blaspheme thee. Who will not bless this blood of value infinite? Who will not burn for love of Jesus, who shed it all for us? What were I but for this blood which hath redeemed me? Who drew thee out of my Jesus' veins to the last drop? Love, of a surety, love, O boundless love, which gave to us this saving balm. O balm beyond all price, welling from the fount of immeasurable love, give to all hearts, all tongues, power to praise, hymn, and thank thee now and ever, and throughout all eternity. Amen. Thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, with thy blood, and made us a kingdom to our God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast appointed thine only begotten Son the Savior of the world, and hast willed to be appeased with his blood, grant us, we beseech thee, so to venerate this price of our salvation, and by its might so to be defended upon earth from the evils of this present life, that in heaven we may rejoice in its everlasting fruit, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. Now a short chaplet of the precious blood, by a grant of Pope Gregory the 14th of July 5th, 1843, the indulgences mentioned earlier, for saying the chaplet of the precious blood, may all be gained by saying the following short chaplet, and anyone who cannot meditate may gain them by only saying devoutly the 33 Paternosters, which make up the chaplet. The short chaplet. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father. The first mystery, Jesus shed blood in his circumcision. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. We beseech thee, therefore, help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. The second mystery, Jesus shed blood in the agony in the garden. Say 5 Paternosters, 1 Gloria. The third mystery, Jesus shed blood in his scourging. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. The fourth mystery, Jesus shed blood in his crowning with thorns. Say 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. The fifth mystery, Jesus shed blood in carrying his cross. 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. The sixth mystery, Jesus shed blood in his crucifixion. 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. The seventh mystery, Jesus shed blood and water from his wounded side. 5 Paternosters and 1 Gloria. Conclude with the prayer, the most precious blood of the life eternal. Chapter 27, the Chaplet of Our Lord. This chaplet, instituted by divine inspiration about the year 1516 by the Blessed Michael of Florence, a monk who used to say it every day until his death, January 11, 1522, is called the Chaplet of Our Lord because it is said in honor of Jesus Christ and is composed of 33 Paternosters in remembrance and veneration of the 33 years which he lived on the earth. To these are added 5 Ave Marias in honor of his 5 most holy wounds, 3 of which are said, one at a time, at the beginning of each of the 3 sets of 10 Paternosters, and of the 2 remaining, the first is said previous to saying the 3 concluding Paternosters, and the last after them. The chaplet finishes with the Credo in honor of the holy apostles who composed it, and which itself contains an epitome of the birth, life, passion, and death of our divine Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Leo X, at the prayer of the above-named Blessed Michael, granted by a bull dated February 18, 1516, several indulgences to anyone who should keep about him the said chaplet or say it. Gregory XIII did as much by means of a brief dated February 14, 1573, and Sixtus V by another brief dated February 3, 1589. These indulgences were all confirmed anew by Clement X in a special brief on July 20th, 1674, who also added several more indulgences as follows. An indulgence of 200 years every time to anyone who shall say it, being penitent and having confessed, or who at least shall firmly resolve to confess. An indulgence of 150 years to anyone who, having confessed and communicated, shall carry about him one of these chaplets, and say it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and also on all feasts of obligation. A plenary indulgence, once a year, on any one day, to anyone who, having confessed and communicated, shall have made a practice of saying it at least four times a week. A plenary indulgence, once a month, to anyone who shall have said it every day for a month, and shall then, being penitent, having confessed and communicated, pray to God for the Holy Church. A plenary indulgence to anyone who shall die in battle against the infidels, having been previously accustomed to say the said chaplet three times a week, and having said it on the day of his death and the day previous to it, provided he be penitent for his sins and ask pardon of God for them. A plenary indulgence and remission of all sins in the article of death to anyone who, being penitent and having confessed, shall then invoke, at least with the heart, if he cannot do so with his lips, the most holy name of Jesus, provided he has said the above-named chaplet once during his illness, with the intention of gaining this indulgence. In the event of his recovery, he may gain the 200 years indulgence. We will continue with the chaplet of our Lord and the indulgences attached thereto on side B of this tape.